of permit 16-010, if I recall, if you guys remember this one.
For a new board member, this was a villa at 122 Fieldstone. Zoom out here. Ransom Creek Boulevard, our entrance. The parcel's highlighted. And I've got it pulled up on our pictometry. I can move around, chase it if you guys want me to. But I've got a little bit, just an opening statement, and then turn it over to the Mr. Stevenson. Gregory Stevenson is requesting a rehearing on the Board of Adjustment's decision to overturn the special use permit approved by the Planning Commission. History is, on May 14, 2018, the Taney County Planning Commission approved a Division 3 special use permit, which was number 1810, requested by Gregory Stevenson, allowing the use of the existing single-family residence for nightly rental located at 122 Fieldstone Drive, Hollister, Missouri. David and Trudy Barker appealed the Planning Commission's approval of the special use permit, with the Board of Adjustment approving the appeal and reversing the special use permit in the June 20th, 2018 meeting. And I think your applicant is here
for the. You understand what happens here is, I don't want you to rehash what you shared with us before. As the aggrieved party, if you can share any new evidence that wasn't shared before, then we will take that into consideration. But if you're just going to rehash everything you said before, I don't want to hear it. You have to present something new that wasn't shared before. Is that clear?
I wasn't here, but my attorney can speak. For the new evidence, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, board members. I'm Megan McCullough. I represent Mr. Stevenson along with Christian Horton, who had appeared on his behalf at the prior meeting on June 20th. And as the board members know, we did file this request for a rehearing, and I believe that prior to this evening, Mr. Horton had provided to Mr. Sennett the copies of the two exhibits that we intend to have the board consider. Were we to be given a new hearing, and just very briefly, there are two exhibits. There's Exhibit A, and there is Exhibit B. And on Exhibit A and Exhibit B, there is a legend there for the aid of the board members, but just briefly to explain, these depict all of the nightly rentals within the Branson Creek neighborhood with the red dots. The newest nightly rental was granted on June 20th. June 20th at this last meeting was when the board granted a nightly permit for 114, which is the red dot that is the closest in vicinity to the parties that appealed, Trudy and her husband. The reason we are requesting a rehearing is because we would like the board to consider Exhibits A and Exhibits B, particularly given that the standard here is compatibility with surrounding residential uses. We think it's notable and very important for the board to consider the geographic relation of all of the nightly rental permits within the entire community, but particularly the newest one that was granted following the denial of my client's nightly rental at 114, which is the property that's immediately adjacent to my client's property, which is highlighted there in blue on the screen. So for that reason, we would ask that we have another hearing so that we could present this evidence to the board for further consideration.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions for the applicant? Is anyone willing to make a motion to support a rehearing? Is anyone willing to make a motion to deny a rehearing?
So I have a quick question. So sure. I'm looking at your Exhibit A and Exhibit B.
Yes.
So you're saying 114... So I'm having a hard time making sure that these line up right. So,
sure.
So 114 got approved after the initial application of this one?
Yes, 114 was just approved on June 20th, which is the same. It was during the same meeting in which my client's was revoked, that the appeal was granted. And that's the one that's, of course, looking at the map, it shows the entirety of all of them. Of course, 114 is the one that's the closest with regards to the couple who originally filed the appeal.
So we either have a motion to approve or deny. No one's willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve a rehearing.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Any in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nay. Aye. Any opposed? Nay.
What was the count, Chairman? Is it
3-1?
3-1, okay. And that will be August the 15th.
Thank you, Board members.
What was the new evidence that they gave no new evidence.
I can't hear any public comments now. And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I can't hear any public. I can't hear any public comments right now. You heard my vote.
I did, it's wrong.
The next rehearing is a request for Turkey Crossing LLC.
Give me a second to get it pulled up on. Turkey Crossing LLC is seeking to rehear the Board of Adjustment's non-concurring vote of three members to constitute a decision from the June 20th, 2018 meeting of Appeal Number 1805. On May 14th, 2018, the Taney County Planning Commission defeated a Division 3 permit request by Turkey Crossing LLC, allowing six cabins to be constructed for nightly rental to be located on 12 lots off of Jones and Siler Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. On June 20th, 2018, the Board of Adjustment failed to get the three concurring votes per the Board of Adjustment bylaws to either approve or deny the appeal request to overturn the Planning Commission's decision to deny permit number 18013. So if that makes sense, there was not a concurrent vote of three to pass the motion. And if your applicant's here for the rehearing, I can run through this as much as you want. The location, this is Jones Road here. I've kind of zoomed in. You can see these red. These are the 12 lots. The actual parcels in question are these. The one that I've highlighted is that one right here. And I'll pull it up on our pictometry program and let your applicant turn it over to her.
Same thing tonight. If you have any new evidence that you can share that wasn't presented before, we'll hear it.
I do. One is, I actually have two pieces. One of them is that when we originally, a year in 2017, we went to the board for the Planning and Zoning Commission. And before we actually went there, we filled out the paperwork, and we filled it out for lots right next to those to have approved for nightly rentals five properties. At that time, we did a Division 3. It got approved at that time back in 2017 for those properties. At that meeting, when it was approved, we were told it should have been a special use, but they still approved it for a Division 3. So when we
that's the other way around, Valerie. Oh, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt.
Sorry.
Your first approval was the special use.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Flip those around.
Yep. I didn't
so, notice. Anyways, so we got the special use permit, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
You have a special use permit for six cabins for this property right along in here.
So, and that's already been done. That's already been completed, and that was in 2017. So when we filled out the paperwork to start this area as well, we were instructed by PNC to fill out a Division 3 instead of a special use. So when we went to the first board, there was a lot of confusion on the board on what to do. Even one person said, should it be a special use, should it be Division 3, and it was never resolved. When we came to this board, the same thing happened. So I'm asking, do I redo it as a special use? Do I do it as a Division 3? Where's the clarification? What's the difference? Why should I go to one and not the other? I feel like it's just been very clouded and confused, and that's why I'm asking the board one direction, and also just let's figure out which one I should do, we'll do it. If it's a special use, that's fine. If it's a Division 3, that's fine. I just need to figure out a consistency.
She asked me if the Board of Adjustment had the ability to change that Division 3 request to the special use permit, and I said, yeah, they can change that decision of record. They could change that Division 3 request to a special use request.
Well, tonight, if
that was not tonight. No, in the rehearing. That's what she's getting to. That she asked me if.
And then go ahead. There's one other piece to this, but go ahead.
What was the purpose of the Division 3? Because it was multiple units versus.
Yeah, your Division 3. The real difference in those. Your Division 3 carries with the property. The special use ones go away with the sale. There's a few other little stipulations in there, but that's the main difference.
And there just seemed to be confusion as which one we were going for, and we felt like we were directed to get the wrong one when the board wanted us to do the other one. So that's the one part. The other part was I knew when I put in the paperwork for the appeal, and I just got confirmation tonight that there's 8 acres that were just purchased, which is going to change the whole scenario as well. I don't have all the details, and I can't reveal it just yet, but I can during the board meeting. But there's 8 acres that was just purchased right next to this that will have an effect on what we're doing as well. I don't own it. I'm not part of it. I'm just privy to this information. So I would ask, gentlemen, if we could go ahead and grant my appeal so that we can go through this process, explain a little bit more about that 8 acres, as well as just get clarification. Should we do the special use? Should we do the Division 3? I'm in a fog.
Any questions for the applicant? We have a motion to approve her rehearing request. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.
Okay, quick question. When we do this next part, do I do it as a special use or Division 3? Do I have to stay with what did the first one?
I think that needs to be directed to Scott.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. I mean, that's your actual permit denial was the Division 3. So part of your request when you come back before them would be for them to reverse that, but reverse it as a special use permit.
Okay.
In which will have different conditions, and I'll have those listed for them and show the difference.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
August 15th.
If we're supposed to review new information, when do we get that new information to review?
Well, we'll get the packet.
And I'll make sure
before.
It's in the packet. Absolutely.
It will be in the packet.
It has to be, I just don't want them to show up and say, here's what it is. I want to be able to review it.
No, you need to review it. And I like the last packet. I don't know if you remember, it was kind of big and everything we had, and I had people here. I'll make sure it's completely.
Thank you.
Will the 8-acre information be in that packet?
Yes.
Is that NDA or non-disclosure information that if you share with us that we're not allowed to share?
No, it won't be at that point.
Okay, thank you.
It won't be at that point, of course not. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Scott, we have a public hearing for number 18-06V, a variance request for Mr. Terry MacArthur.
Subject's property, and the applicant was Lance Fisher. He's the owner of the property, but Terry MacArthur is a representative. If you want to come on up, Terry, in case I'll go through this PowerPoint and then turn it over to you. The subject property needing the variance is located at 115 Gabriel Lane, Kirbyville, Missouri. Property is approximately 140 by 140 irregular in size. Of course, per the assessor's information, there's a 1994 residence on the property. The applicant, Lance Fisher, represented by Terry, is requesting a lot size variance for the ability